Hello, this is Marshall Bryan, pastor of Lyerly United Methodist Church, with your morning devotional on WZQZ. Jesus said in Luke 12:25, "Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life?" Let me ask you a question. Do you spend time in worry? Maybe a better question would be this: how much time do you spend worrying about this or that? An honest answer would probably be a lot. The average person worries about a lot of different things: finances, health, family problems, the state of the world. The list could go on and on. Years ago, there was a study done on worry. And as you know, they do studies on just about everything. But this study showed what an average person's worry is focused on. This study discovered that fully 92% of the things most people worry about will never happen, can't be changed, and mostly untrue. The study determined that out of all the things that most people worry about, only 8% are actual problems that will have to be dealt with. In other words, only 8 out of 100 worries that you have in life are genuine in nature. Friends, how often do we worry about things which will never come about? How often do we worry about things that we don't have any control over? How many of us worry about the future? In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gave this instruction: "Therefore, stop worrying about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." That is great, wonderful advice, there's no doubt, but it is so hard to do. In 1988, there was a popular song on the radio by Bobby McFerrin entitled, "Don't Worry, Be Happy." Don't worry, be happy. It was a catchy, upbeat song, and it did have a good message. It was a great concept, but again, difficult to put into practice. So, what's the answer? How do we curtail our worrying nature? I feel the answer lies in the words of Jesus in Matthew 6:33. He said, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all of these things will be given to you." Friends, life is a lot about prioritizing what's important. If we seek God first, if we seek His righteousness, if we, as a priority, seek His direction in our lives, our worries can begin to diminish as we place our lives in His loving hands. Let us pray. Father God, we know that You are in charge of our lives. We apologize for the times we spend worrying rather than trusting in You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, I would like to invite you to join us in worship at 11 o'clock each Sunday morning at Lyerly United Methodist Church, which is located across the street from Lyerly Elementary School. Also, please check out our church Facebook page, where our weekly worship services are recorded and posted each Sunday afternoon. Have a good day, and may God bless.